The Nailers get set to play their first set of three games in 3 days this weekend. First up, it's the Toledo Walleye here on a Friday night. Time now for the Cellular Solutions Coaches Interview. DJ Abissell alongside of Nailers head coach Jeff Christian. And Jeff, Halloween treat for the fans on Saturday night. 8-goal explosion. Boy, that must have felt great for you and the team.
Well, it felt good to get a couple of the guys off the schneid. You know, we feel like we've got some good offensive firepower. It was good to see. Hopefully, we'll just continue to keep working. You know, a lot of our goals come from just hard work. We did get a couple power play goals, but we have to remember our identity, which is just getting pucks to people to the net. Keep it simple. You know, like the Army goal, the Miller goal. It was just simple shots. Like the old cliche is, shots never a bad play. So, you know, it was great to see. And like I said, hopefully that'll kind of give the guys some confidence, and we'll keep rolling.
I loved one of your quotes in the newspaper the next day, how you mentioned that the team wasn't running it up. If you play well, citing Michael Jordan, you just continue to do what works and what's successful. And in a game like that, when it starts to get kind of lopsided, how important is it for the players to continue practicing good habits and kind of put the score out of their mind, not get too greedy that it's point night, but also not take the foot off the gas and just continue to play the right way?
Well, that was a very important point that we talked about last year during the playoffs. I would always say, look, keep going. Don't let up. Don't stop. Get the next goal. And that's it's an attitude. It's a mentality that we have to have here. You know, we the first three games of the year, you know, we were tied or whatever going into the third period. We didn't take it to the next level. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at right now. It's like, look, I don't care if we're up 2-1 or 5-1. We've got to keep playing, keep going. And, again, we're not out to embarrass Kalamazoo. I'm sure Kalamazoo didn't take it like we tried to embarrass them, but we just didn't stop playing. I mean, we're not going to just sit back. And, you know, look, we've had big comebacks in the Nailers' history. We don't want a 5-goal third period coming back. We were up 7-1 in Allen last year in the finals, and they made it 7-6 in 10 minutes. So anything can happen. You have to play a 60-minute game. You know, again, we got a power play late. Army had 2 goals. I didn't put them on until 20 seconds left. You know, I put out guys who normally don't play the power play. You know, and the coaches over there recognize that. We're not trying to embarrass anybody. They're not, you know, they had an off night. It happens. But at the end of the day, you have to have respect for your opponents. And look, if, again, the quote is, look, if you're not going to compete, we're going to dominate you. That's the way it is. I mean, every coach in the world will tell you that. So, you know, like I said, it was just one of those nights. Kalamazoo went home and beat Allen the next night. So it's a crazy world.
Two of the things that you frequently preach are strong power plays. Your team had 3 power play goals on Saturday, and also discipline. And I found it interesting that their lack of discipline on certain plays helped lead to those power play goals. How much of that was a teaching lesson for your players?
Well, I've always felt that if you're disciplined and you can skate away, you can, you know, that rat role that, you know, Daryl Lloyd likes to play, Mears, he likes to play, Quasi, Ammo, you know, Army to an extent. You know, I'd like to have a whole team full of rats, just guys that just are hard to play against and greasy and just drawing penalties. And I told the guys, I said, there's a whole analytic side now to hockey where it's not just goals and assists, but it's who draws the penalties, who blocks the shots, who you know, what penalties you draw. These kind of things, and you know, we like the guys that draw the penalties. And look at Mirzi. I mean, he gets slew-footed. Basically, you know, the referee calls a tripping penalty. In my opinion, it was a dangerous slew foot, but he's disciplined and he ends up scoring a power play goal. I mean, if you can keep your head and you know, remain calm and disciplined and buy into what we're preaching, which is team first. Look, nobody took more selfish penalties than I did. That's how I know what a selfish penalty looks like. Elbows, punches, slashes, these are all selfish penalties. These are like, I'm going to put myself and my emotions above the team. So if we can learn that now, it'll help us down the stretch in March.
Always overlooked in an 8-1 game is the performance of the goaltender, Doug Carr, who wins ECHL Goaltender of the Week last week. How big is he going to need to be, especially in these first two this weekend, against a high-powered Toledo offense?
Well, Dougie's been great for us, I think. You know, he had that one hiccup, I think it was in the second game of the year. He probably would like to have a couple of those goals back, but he's solid, he's professional, he works hard. I don't really think he was that well-tested. I believe maybe early against the Kalamazoo team in the first five. There was a couple of challenging shots, but after that he kind of settled in. But no, we love Doug Carr. He's been great for us. He's you know, it's hard to replace a guy like Brian Foster, obviously a veteran who is, you know, courage, calm under fire. But that's what we wanted, and that's what we got in Doug Carr.
You take on the Toledo Walleye tonight and tomorrow. They're a team that's been playing very well all season long. A lot of offense. How do you match up with them tonight?
Well, they're 6-1. They go for it. They've got a lot of offense. They move the puck well. They skate well. We got Shals from Toledo in the trade this summer, and we talked to him obviously about what Toledo's mindset is, and quite frankly, their mindset is when we go into Wheeling, we get pounded on. We get physically abused, and that's our system. We want to play physical and aggressive, and if they, you know, again, if it's like a Kalamazoo team that doesn't want to play on the road or you know, just take the night off, that'd be fine by us, because we need the wins to keep this ball rolling. But, you know, look, they're a good team. If they get the first goal, they're a lot more dangerous than when they don't. They are front runners, and you know, as most teams are, they're going to be very well coached. But you know, our game plan is to be physical and aggressive.
Physical and aggressive are your keys to the game. Would you like to say a shout out to your daughter back home?
Tyler's listening with mom, and as always, your dad loves you, and my little sweetheart. Have a good night there, and I'll talk to you in the morning.
Jeff, I appreciate a few minutes of your time. Best of luck tonight.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
That was Naylor's head coach, Jeff Christian, in the Cellular Solutions Coaches Interview. It's all part of Respect's Countdown to Faceoff. You're listening to the 25th season of Hockey in Wheeling, presented by the Health Plan on the Naylor's Broadcast Network.